Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News for Wednesday, July 1st. Today is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day, a perfect opportunity to combine several perfectly good ingredients and create something nobody asked for. Although I did go to the local scoop today and I tried the creative naming and flavor Speculoos, and oh my god, you need to go try that out. Have you been to the local scoop yet? Oh, it's super nostalgia sitting there in front eating a scoop of ice cream with a friend or a parent or a loved one, somebody. It reminds me of back in the day when we had Baskin Robbins, and that used to be the thing, is you'd stop off for a scoop there. It's just grabbing that nostalgia perfectly, and my god, the flavors are incredible. So head over there and check those guys out, especially on today, Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Brood Awakening in Big Pine. Coming up, the community is rallying around a Bishop family after a devastating house fire. Saracoso receives approval for a new bachelor's degree, county landfills announce a holiday closure, and rural photographers have a chance to win cash prizes. We also have your community calendar and three-day weather forecast. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. A fundraiser has been launched for a Bishop family after a fire reportedly destroyed their home and their vehicle and claimed the life of their dog, Cooper, on Sunday, June 28th. Man, there's nothing I hate to hear more than that. According to the GoFundMe, Kara, Josh, and Sabrina Barlow are now caring for their three young boys while beginning the difficult process of rebuilding. Members of the family serve the local community through the California Highway Patrol, Caltrans, and the Bishop Paiute Tribe. Donations will help cover temporary housing, clothing, food, and other immediate necessities. The fundraiser is titled Community Support for the Barlow Family After Fire and can be found on GoFundMe. Please donate what you can. Saracoso approved for cybersecurity bachelor's degree. Saracoso Community College has received final approval to launch a Bachelor's of Science degree in cybersecurity technology. The program was authorized by the California Community College's Chancellor's Office and approved by the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges. The degree will give students throughout Eastern, Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties the opportunity to pursue an affordable four-year degree closer to home. Students will be prepared for careers involving cybersecurity, technology, information systems, and the protection of critical infrastructure. Saracoso says admissions information, program requirements, and enrollment dates will be announced in the coming months. You know, Eastern Sierra Now keeps working after this newscast ends. I know, that seems crazy, right? But it is true. For breaking news, local stories, interviews, community events, weather, and emergency information, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel where you will find all of our amazing content. Plus, more coming up. There's some fun stuff in the pipeline. I'm just letting you know. Keep paying attention for that. Back to the news. All county landfills will be closed Friday, July 3rd, in observance of the 4th of July holiday. The landfills will reopen to the public Saturday, July 4th. Regular operating hours will remain in effect for the rest of the week. Residents planning a landfill trip should adjust their schedules accordingly. Nothing says 4th of July weekend quite like realizing the landfill is closed while your truck is already fully loaded. Rural County Photo Contest opens. The Rural County Representatives of California is accepting entries for its 10th annual Rural County Photo Contest. I hate the word rural. When I have to say it, oh my god, I say it all the time. It is the hardest word for me to say, rural. Rural. Oh, here we go. The contest runs from July 1st through July 31st and is open to photographers of all experience levels. Photos should highlight the scenery, activities, history, communities, or unique character of one of the RCRC's 40 member counties. Entries must be original and include the location, county, photographer's name, and email address. First place will receive a $300 Amazon gift card. Second place receives a $150 gift card, and third place receives $75. Entries must be submitted by 11:59 p.m. on July 31st. Complete details are available at rcrcnet.org/photo-contest. And look at that, I didn't even have to say the word again. That was awesome. You know, some mornings begin peacefully. Other mornings begin with a missing shoe, a child who just remembered a permission slip, a dog standing beside something it definitely should not have eaten, and the realization that you were supposed to leave 10 minutes ago. Brood Awakening may not be able to locate the shoe, sign the permission slip, or question the dog, but they can provide coffee, tea, and something sweet or savory to help you deal with all of it. Stop by Brood Awakening in Big Pine for friendly local service, good food, fresh drinks, and just enough sarcasm to remind you that everyone else is also trying to survive this morning. Brood Awakening, helping the Eastern Sierra wake up one cup at a time. And I have to say, if you have something special that you want, reach out and ask them. My girlfriend needs to be gluten-free, so we did. And the next day, there were gluten-free cinnamon rolls waiting just for her. You need to go check it out. Brood Awakening. Now, back to the news. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. The 4th of July weekend is approaching, which means family gatherings, outdoor activities, and somebody confidently announcing that they know exactly how long the meat should cook. You could take that risk, or you could visit people who already know what they're doing. Copper Top Barbecue serves tri-tip ribs, barbecue, and hearty sides without requiring you to stand over a hot grill while everyone else relaxes. Am I right? There are no dishes to scrub, no meat thermometer to distrust, and no awkward moment when you cut into dinner and quietly decide it needs another 45 minutes, but you better not tell anybody. Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, because smoke should be part of the flavor, not evidence that dinner has gone terribly wrong. Here's what's coming up. Californians can fish without purchasing a sport fishing license on Saturday, July 4th. All of the fishing regulations remain in effect, including bag and size limits, gear restrictions, fishing hours, report card requirements, and stream closures. Children 15 and younger may fish without a license throughout the year. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife says June Lake is among the waters recently stocked with catchable-sized trout. The second California Free Fishing Day of 2026 will be September 5th. Anglers should check the regulations for each body of water before heading out. The Eastern Sierra Pops Orchestra and Chorus will present Pops in the Park Saturday, July 4th, beginning at 1:30 p.m. This year's concert has moved to Mammoth Creek Park at 437 Old Mammoth Road. The Independence Day performance will include patriotic classics, popular movie music, and family favorites. Selections will include music from Moana and Pirates of the Caribbean, along with America the Beautiful, Stars and Stripes Forever, and more. Admission is free, and the concert is open to the entire family. Again, Pops in the Park begins Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at its new location in Mammoth Creek Park. Hey, let's check out the weather. Now, here's your three-day Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop in the Owens Valley, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 90 and an overnight low of around 57. Thursday will be sunny and warmer with a high near 93 and a low around 58. Friday remains sunny, 92. 58. In Mammoth Lakes, Wednesday will be sunny with a high of 69 and a low around 41. Thursday remains sunny with a high of 72, low of 43. Friday, sunny, 74, 47. It's kind of cool how they flop like that a little bit. Afternoon, southwest winds may become gusty in the high country, so continue using caution around dry vegetation. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Wednesday, July 1st. Thank you to Brood Awakening and Big Pine for sponsoring today's newscast and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, interviews, events, weather, and emergency information, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Wednesday. Enjoy Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. And remember, adding hot sauce to vanilla ice cream does make it creative. But that doesn't mean you should actually do it.